Good morning again, 7:36 now as we get your weekend rolling here, Walter, with an event that's actually coming up. We're joined by Representative Steve Lindbergh in studio. Good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning.
And we've also got company on the phone here this
morning. Joining us on the phone this morning, House Democratic Leader Richard Hamel. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for the invitation, Walt.
Well, we want to talk about an event that is coming up this afternoon, about 3:30 this afternoon at the Graveret School in Marquette. An entire contingent of lawmakers coming in to meet with the public and talk about education. Steve, let's start with you about that. What's on the docket for today?
Well, we're going to be over in the Graveret courtyard where the new fountain is, and we're going to have... Hopefully, I don't know if all 9 representatives that are coming up are going to be able to make it for the 3:30 event, but we're going to have some folks there, and we're going to be talking a little bit about and listening to what's happening, how the policies that we put forward in Lansing are affecting our schools here in the UP.
It's an interesting process because I know, Steve, you and I have talked about this a lot, that in particular right now, representing this area, but as a Democrat, it's been kind of frustrating with the Republican-controlled legislature. Frustrating, perhaps, but challenging even more in terms of trying to just get the point across of you and what the party feels.
Well, you know, we certainly haven't agreed on everything, and I think the education issues are one of the things that we've had probably a major disagreement on. You know, I personally think that we shouldn't have made the cuts that we were making to education. So, but, you know, we have to find out now is how are they going to impact, really, our young people, our students? And that's what we want to find out today. And if these cuts are having an impact, we want to know what the impact is, and we want to get some ideas as to how perhaps we can best address those impacts.
House Democratic Leader Richard Hamel also with us this morning, and I was just curious from your perspective with this wider ranging I guess battle is probably the best word for it, is what we've seen out of the Capitol as the leader of the Democratic side of the coin in the House. What are the challenges that you have had in terms of rallying the troops and keeping the points going with what's been happening in Lansing with not only education but several issues?
Well, it's definitely been challenging in this first 7-8 months or so, trying to make sure that people understand and hear what we've got to say. But we have been it's been very gratifying to hear the support from the people around the state about our positions on the education cuts and the fact that, you know, the House has passed legislation to tax pensions now. There's a number of things that have been, I think, that are going to have a dramatic effect on the people around the state, as I think Representative Lindbergh has mentioned. And for us, the big focus today is the education cuts and why we went through that process to do that. And from our perspective, it certainly wasn't needed, and it's really going to hurt these schools all over the state, not just UP, but everywhere that we've traveled to so far this year.
What is it in terms of if you had your druthers, what would you have seen that would be different in it?
Well, the big thing really was based on the tax change. We all, as Democrats, wanted to get rid of the surcharge also. But I think we could have done something that might have been a little fairer. Maybe a corporate income tax on profits would have been a little fairer, as corporate profits are awful high now, which would have been fair and more justifiable, as opposed to just reducing taxes to corporations by $1.8 billion when we have so many problems around the state, and then cutting schools when there was a $900 million to over $1 billion in additional revenue in the school aid budget. So it didn't seem like that was the way that we should be addressing the problems that we have here in the state.
I'm just curious from your perspective, because I've spoken with Representative Lindbergh about this on the program quite a bit, with this issue of recalls recently in Wisconsin, obviously here in Michigan, we're hearing about the talk about recalls. What is your perspective on recalls with the political process?
I'm not a fan of recalls. I've been in political office for close to 20 years at all different levels. And I think that we do have a position or a situation now that is very emotional, because some of these things that have happened are really affecting people personally. And in 07, when we were in the House and there was a tax increase that was passed, a number of Democrats there was an attempt to recall them. I didn't support it then. I don't support them now. But I think that you can certainly see, I support the process. The process in place makes sense. People have the right to express their opinion, and that's what's going on. going on. And hopefully it will have an effect. If there's an effect that people understand that the decisions were made, there's some ramifications for that, then I think that's what may happen as we go through this.
Joining us on phone this morning is House Democratic Leader Richard Hamill, and in studio, State Representative Steve Lindbergh. And Steve, you have an event this afternoon that you want folks to make sure that they can have an opportunity to attend and get their opinions be known about it. Again, what are the details as to when and where that folks can meet up with you and the delegation?
Sure. We're going to be in the Graveret Courtyard in Marquette, and I think everyone knows where that is, where the new fountains are. On Front Street, and we're going to be there from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. And you know, the delegation's going to be here through the weekend. We're trying to educate my colleagues and friends from Lansing as to what, you know, some of the unique issues that we have here in the UP. And we're going to be visiting some of our major employers. We're going to be going over to Cleveland Cliff and taking a tour tomorrow morning. We're going to be meeting with Northern Michigan University, Marquette General Hospital, because public policy interfaces with all those organizations. And we want to make sure that not only I understand what the issues are, but my friends from down below the bridge.
Well, House Democratic Leader Richard Hamill joining us this morning. Sir, I know you got travel and whatnot to do, so we're going to let you go. But we appreciate your time this morning, and I hope that you do enjoy your time in the Upper Peninsula because, well, it is a unique and fun place to be. So
it definitely is, and I appreciate the chance to talk and look forward to hearing from residents here in a little bit.
Very good.